meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yeah.
Here we go.
Woo! Get it on.
Break it down.
Get it on. Drop and trow. Yeah. What's up there, Drew?
Not much. What's up with you?
What happened? The Angels won?
Angels won.
Yeah. Do you know how I like to celebrate when the Angels win? I like to drop trow.
You know, it's interesting. I was watching the Yankees and old Gary Sheffield used to play for the Dodgers. Wasn't on the juice, but Magic, he shrunk.
Yeah.
Shrunk. And all the big head and all that's all gone.
Well, you know.
It's funny how that works.
Here's how they do it with the juice, which is a weird thing. Like, you see what happened to Mark McGwire's body.
Right.
Mark McGwire was built sort of like a basketball player.
Right.
He was always a tall guy, but he was probably, toward the beginning of his career when he's with the A's, he was 6'5", 220, 225. You know, and some of that is you're growing into your man bones and you're not there at 22 or something, but his arms grew, his thighs grew. I mean, he grew dramatically. I mean, it was a different build. And guys don't have the chance to be sort of reborn from an anatomical standpoint.
No.
You can do a little modification, but you can't trade parts in for new parts.
All you get, for the gaining weight, you get bigger and smaller versions of the same thing.
Right.
You don't get new parts.
Yeah. And I think we're having some technical problems.
We are indeed.
The thing about it is, you know, when they're like, Jose Canseco is just, it was clear Jose Canseco was on the juice. It was also clear that a handful of other guys were on the juice. And look, when baseball players start looking like bodybuilders, that's a pretty clear indication, number one. I like the fact that they always do that thing where it's like, hey, man, this guy worked out.
Yeah.
It's not like he was a CPA in a field with a bunch of other guys that were crunching numbers all day.
Right.
He was playing with world-class athletes.
The only way you look like bodybuilders was steroids. That's it, period.
Right.
I don't care what you started with. I like the
fact that we say that a guy's a professional athlete. Well, the reason there was such a quantum leap between his old self and his new self or his teammates and himself, he started working out.
No way.
He's dealing with other professional athletes, is he not?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't the guy in right field work out and the guy behind the plate work out? Isn't everyone working out? It's not a softball team. They're playing Friday nights over at Van Nuys Sherman Oaks Park. These guys are all professional athletes. Now, granted, baseball, you get sort of sloppier physiques.
Just,
but
if Ron Say started working out, he would not look like Barry Bonds.
No, he
would.
No, he would not. And then there's that thing, too, where when, you know, here's the problem with bad people. When bad people are sort of dubious types like Canseco start saying, I got no reason to lie. I gave the guy the injection myself.
What's with Canseco?
Well, he's
a sociopath.
He's a sociopath. There's no doubt about it. But when he says like, he's talking about now the headphones.
We're getting all kinds of weird stuff.
Everything's going insane. I wonder if I should just save my A material for
for
the 11
air,
o'clock
for break. Air. Who knows where this is going?
Is Michelle back?
Yeah,
in
when
there?
He's
yeah,
when,
she's sitting here.
Wait,
Addison, what's going on?
Did she switch the thing that I asked her to switch?
Yes, it switched.
All right, we still have a problem.
We have all kinds of problems. About this
what do you guys got going on?
We hear high pitched sounds and our voice coming back and this strange garble.
Yeah, I've heard worse.
Yeah, it's been worse.
All right, so the point is when Canseco says, I used to give, I told Rafael Palmeira how to do steroids. I gave him a shot in the ass myself. And everyone's like, he's a liar. Yeah, you just make that up? I mean, I understand there's bad guys, but even bad people don't just make stuff up. Like,
now this is something in it for them. And what
right,
what
right. I'm just going to single out some guys going to the Hall of Fame and say, I did it. And then lo and behold, a month later, turns out Palmeira was on the juice.
Yeah.
Now makes you think about Canseco and his allegations against McGwire. There's another guy he said he gave the juice to. And like I said, just look at a picture of the guy when he was 26 and a picture of the guy when he was 36. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. There we go.
Are we straighten our things out?
As far as I know.
All right. Doesn't sound like to me. I want to give a quick plug to the Adam Carolla Project, which is on this evening if you're listening to us on Tuesday night. It's Monday night. It's on tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That is a good show you must get on board with. Amy?
18?
Amy, 18?
Hello?
You're 18. What's up?
Okay. I was just recently diagnosed with genital warts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been with, like, quite a few guys, and I don't know which one to, like, talk to about it.
You mean which one of them has it, or which one gave it to you?
Or which one you've exposed to?
Which one, like, gave it to me.
Well, why do you need to talk to them about it?
Because I don't know, like, if I could have given it to him or what's going on. Because I've been with 10 guys.
Yeah, but you could have given it to 9 of the guys. For all you know, it was the first guy.
So, how long does it take?
Where do you stand on this? I mean, if it's HIV, you better get on the phone.
Yeah.
Figure something out.
Yeah.
If it's something as prevalent as HPV.
Yeah.
Should HIV and HPV be one letter apart?
I know that bugs you.
Start with the same letter and end with the same letter?
I kind of like that when things are so close.
One of them
makes it easier for me to remember.
Half the walking population has, the other will kill you. Right. What? Really? Just one letter?
Yeah.
Just one letter? And they're only 4 or 5 letters apart in the alphabet, right? That's what I do. I do proximity letters.
Just elemental apart.
Yeah. I'm just getting over micro and macro. Now this. Yeah. Too close.
But yes, it develops. The infection is quickly contagious and develops quickly. It could have been the first guy she was with, and she could have exposed the next 9 to it.
Mm-hmm.
If she, you know, it'd be wonderful if she could tell the next 9, all those guys, or send them an email or something that she now knows she has it, and they may likely have it.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, what's your obligation? I would say just the guy you're with,
the last guy. But I don't know if she's with
the last guy. The last guy.
All right. You know, another couple words that a little too close. Well, way too many
push
words.
And pull.
Well, push and pull are horrible.
Macro and micro.
Enter and exit are a little bit bad, too. You know, they're sort of the same. Even north and south take a minute to process rhythmically. But I'll give you an example. I came home the other day. The alarm was going off and in my house because the dog had set the alarm off because it was set to away and not stay.
Right.
But they're right next to each other, and they say stay, and they say away, and you have to hit the stay and not the away, or the dog will trip the light sensor, whatever.
Right.
Now, when you're talking to somebody, and you say, hey, listen, because this is what happened. Somebody gave somebody the speech. Hey, listen, don't press away. Hit stay when you leave, and if you hit stay, it'll be good, but if you hit away, it's no good. And then you leave, and then an hour later, that person's standing over the thing, and staying away is echoing in their head.
Yeah.
I don't think it means anything.
Yeah.
Big words that are different, we need to get further apart. The ones that are next to each other on a keypad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
I just think, though, that...
We just need symbols.
Yeah, but I think, you know, when you're looking for the fore and aft of the same thing...
Yeah.
I think
they contain the same thing.
Like east and west.
Right.
We tend to think of the same sounds, and we just...
I know, know,
They're the same thing, they're just backwards and forwards.
I know, but here's the problem with east and west, quite honestly. A, I don't read well.
I know. That's the problem here.
No, I'll tell you the problem. They're rhythmically not that far apart, and they take a process. And you're driving the freeway, and you have the defroster on, and it's raining, and the wipers are slapping, and you're in some part of Northern California, and you're heading towards something, and you're looking at the thing. It doesn't smack you in the face and say no. This is the opposite.
But I think when primitive man was developing his language, it was like ugh. Ugga.
Ugg and ugga would be better than push and pull.
Yeah.
I really would. They really would. But at least they're not they're not both.
But it requires a reworking of our linguistic heritage.
Ugg and ugga don't have the same amount of letters in them and start with the same two. They might start with the same two, but they don't end with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying push and yank, everybody. Now we got a utopia going on. John?
Yes.
Human factors, they're called.
What's that?
This whole thing we're talking about, I'm obsessed with. Human factors. When they design the aircraft, they have to, they're laying out the control panel of an aircraft. They can't have the ejection seat in a military fighter be the same size button as the three other, the one that turns a reverse thruster or something.
Right.
But I just hung up on someone the other day because the phone was doing that thing where it's like the flash button. I'm looking at it, and the flash button is the same as the other eight buttons that are on the thing. And I just go ahead and hit talk again and hung up on them because the other phone does that thing. And I was on the phone inside the garage. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Human factor.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I'm either dumb or don't want to waste too much time thinking about things.
Right.
Or a combination of both.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. John?
Yes.
I'm telling you, when I get hold of the TiVo guy, they put the power button from front dead center to 43 down and 28 to the left on the bottom and made the smallest goddamn button on the whole effing remote, I'm going to strangle that little Jap. I know he's Japanese. I know it. Mm-hmm. They're effing with us, Drew.
They're into ergonomics, though.
For them. Not for Round Eye. They're effing with us. It's payback from WW2. I'm almost sure of it. John?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This question actually was for Drew. I was wondering if maybe you could help me explain. For the last couple of years, it's actually kind of become more prevalent. I've had a lot of fantasies watching women with animals. And, I know that ain't normal. I don't act on it. I've gone and, like, seen shows when I've been overseas and stuff like that. But I don't know. I search for it, like, on the Internet and... there's that sexual attraction there, and I mean, I don't know why.
Now, when you say overseas?
Spain. I've seen it in Spain. I've seen it in Italy.
What kind of shows do they do with animals?
Donkey shows, horse shows, women with snakes, dogs.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe this.
My.
Man, I've looked for the elusive donkey show myself and never did find it.
And how they do one. How they do the horse?
I haven't seen
a lot of water soluble lube.
Internet's the horse.
What have you seen in person?
In person, I've seen dog and snake.
Okay, all right, I'll buy that. Yeah, I've seen a polar bear and owl.
Owl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Owl's head's going.
Spinning around. Hoot owl. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that anyone has a definitive explanation for why men develop this. It certainly isn't.
I think, loving, like to degrade women.
Yeah, it's certainly not kind and loving feelings towards women. It's aggressive and degrading and that kind of thing.
Where's your mom? How do you feel about her?
My mother is in North Carolina. I've got no problems with her. I mean, I talk to her on a monthly basis, at least a couple times a month when she calls up, checks on the kids and stuff, you know.
How'd you do with her growing up?
I guess we had our problems. I mean, the typical mother-son problems. She left when I was probably about a teenager, just before I signed. I'm in the service. Just before I signed up, she left. I think that was kind of a driving factor on why I went in, but...
What do you mean she left? What do you mean she left?
She ran off with her boyfriend or whatever.
And you were how old?
I was 18.
Yeah. Yeah, there's mama issues. Mama, does she drink?
No, not that I know of. Well, I mean, the gay social drink, but nothing.
All big. Right.
Well, she's not exactly what you call a dedicated mom. Takes off their boyfriend at 18.
Right.
This is not normal mom-son issues.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You're a parent now.
Yeah.
And,
he is?
But he said his kids.
Oh, checking on the kids, yeah.
Could be step, whatever. Are those your kids, John?
The oldest is not mine, but the three younger ones are.
All right. Do you have any girls?
Two girls, two boys.
All right. Well, now you got to start acting like someone who cares about girls.
Right.
Yeah, you have to pretend for the next, how old are they?
The youngest girl is three.
You have to pretend for at least the next 15, 16 years you care about girls.
Oh, I love my girls to death, and I mean, I...
All right, look, here's the thing. Most guys... here's the thing. it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. There's a handful of guys who say, I don't know. Okay, let's put it this way, Drew. Somebody says, I got the latest terrorist video and a cameraman from CNN is being beheaded.
Right.
Now, there's 10 guys in the room.
Yeah.
Depending on how stupid they are and what part of the country they're from and all that kind of stuff. And there usually be three or four guys who want to see it. Hopefully, five or six guys that don't want to see it.
And then two or three that won't see it, refuse to see it. I mean, there are guys that don't want to see it, but will still kind of look.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'd say it's almost the same amount with a horse effing a chick.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, sign me up for the horse before the beheading, because one thing it says is a crime of passion, and the other's just murder, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... It's sort of that same guy, though. He wants to, there are guys out there that, you know, the guy gets a compound fracture in the football game, and they want to watch the film over and over again.
Right.
I don't trust those guys. I don't want to hang out with any of those guys, but I recognize it, and there's plenty of those guys out there. So part of this can just be that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're sort of getting a little
preoccupied, yeah,
when you're obsessing about it a little bit, now you got a little problem. So here's the deal. You have four kids. Time to let that stuff go.
We had discussed yesterday about how people get momentum with stuff.
Yes.
Go ahead and don't indulge this. It's not going to take you in a good direction. Just
right.
Don't. It's not okay. It's not cool just to get into it just because you're into it. Put the brakes on this right now. You got three girls or however many girls you've got. Start being respectful of women. Think about what you'd feel like if that were your daughter under that horse. For God's sake.
It's weird because she's three. Yeah, you can take you'd take a pony at three, but not a full horse.
Shetland.
Shetland, but not a Clydesdale.
No, no.
Not a Clydesdale. So, all right. Well, here's the thing, Drew. So, let's just figure this out. Whether it's booze, whether it's animal porn on the internet, whatever it is, there's a certain percentage of the populace that's just going to be in. They're just in. They're going to have a problem. They're going to have to bottom out. They're going to have to get divorced. They're going to have to go to rehab.
Right.
And then there's a certain amount that's just, I want nothing to do with it. And then there's all of us in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a bigger population than we ever talk about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We forget about the sort of in-betweeners that really... If you start hanging around with the wrong people and you start boozing a little too much, you could start sliding.
You
could
get some momentum, yeah.
You can get a little momentum. On the other hand, you get a good woman, you get a good gig, you hang around with the right people, you don't start that slide.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say there's a larger percentage. It's a silent majority.
Mm-hmm.
You people need to sort of check, keep yourselves in check.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Drew. Damien?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yes. Hi, Dr. G and Adam Carolla.
Hello, Damien.
Hi. My question is pretty much me and my girlfriend have been going out for about 7 months or so. And I don't know, like...
I have to hear Adam in the background.
So annoying.
Turn your radio off.
She's been going deep throat on me and... She's been going deep throat on me and... It's been hurting her for the past 2 months or so.
Hurting her?
Yeah, hurting the back of her throat. Liar, whore,
and you know it.
I pounded in, but she lets me.
It's awesome. This would all work. Everything would work for me except for the part where you're a virgin. your penis, the only mouth it's been in is part of your own, and that was just barely. Just barely.
Oh, no.
Just barely.
I swear.
Bogus.
No, he might have a girlfriend. I'm just nervous. I've been listening to the show for a long time.
All right, finish up your story. Go ahead. What's your question?
All right, and just recently, it's been hurting her, a lot. I tried to get dome from her, and she doesn't want to do it.
Try to what?
Trying to get dome.
What does that mean? Oh,
come on, buddy.
I'm so glad he called.
Yeah.
I learned something tonight.
Yeah. I know. First off, not a question.
Is there a question here?
No, there's not a question. Hold on, Jacko. Let me explain the rules of bogus engagement, please, everyone. It is really no different than Marco Polo or now Adam Carolla.
Fish out of water.
Yes.
You're out.
The person, it's incumbent upon them to keep their eyes closed. It's a gentleman's bet. They must keep their eyes closed. When you are, in fact, on terra firma and running around by the side of the pool and the guy yells fish out of water, you can't slide back in and not say anything. You can play every game that way, but eventually, why?
It's no game.
It's not a game. That's the deal. It's like playing chess with somebody over the phone long distance, and you just moving their crap around for them and cheating it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
have some dignity. We've been getting bogus calls, and I've been calling people on it, and they've not been giving up the ghost.
I know.
I don't go for that. Yeah.
Right. This isn't bogus.
Okay. All right, so what's the question?
The question is, today, this morning, is when she started spitting up blood.
What do you mean, spitting up?
Well, she was walking to my car, and she started spitting on the ground, and there was red stuff in the spit, and she said...
So it was her...
Mike and Ike.
Her saliva was red.
No. So she came in my car and we...
Wait, hang on. So her saliva was red?
Yeah, partly. So she was spitting up this phlegm with like sort of like some junk in it.
Hang on. Mm-hmm. Coughing up phlegm is different than your saliva getting red. Your saliva can bleed from your gums. If you're coughing up blood, you're coughing something out of your...
She was just spitting it out like...
If you were coughing out of your lungs, that's a medical emergency.
Let him get to the rest of his bogus story, would you please?
No, it's not bogus, but she sits in the car next to me, and we look in the rearview mirror, and she opens her throat, and there's a big red vein that's really swollen, and it goes straight, like a straight line, like going down her throat. And I just wanted to know what that is. We were supposed to go to the free clinic, but we haven't made an appointment. It was just this morning.
Do you have any STDs or anything you might have given her?
No, I was pretty much a virgin before her.
Pretty much, yeah.
But she got tested in October, and I was her next partner after that.
All right, take her to the clinic.
Yeah, it's probably just a bruise back there. I don't know, the bleeding, more probably her sinus or something more than anything.
Yeah.
But this whole behavior...
And she should say she tripped while running with a churro.
Yeah, yeah. An old churro.
An old churro. Are there any new ones, Drew? Yeah. You think there's anything worse for you than a churro?
No, that about does it. Got
what
sugar,
the Mexicans
got fat,
trying to do?
Fried,
they're trying to kill us?
Dough.
Funnel cake?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's worse than a churro.
Churro's a little deeper fried, a little more sugar.
Yeah, you don't deep fry funnel cake.
Absolutely you do.
Yeah, I think you do.
You deep fry a funnel cake?
Yeah.
I actually made it from scratch once, and it's pretty bad for you.
I thought funnel cake was just the cake that was round that came in that.
No, funnel cake is like a deep fried bread, like it's made like New Orleans, right? Is that
no? What's the cake? What's the cake that has the cake mold or cake whatever that has the hole in the middle of it?
Oh,
it's got that weird
bundt cake.
Is that bundt cake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, it's big and it has that weird thing, looks like a trumpet mute and a weird thing with a hole in it.
Yeah, a bundt cake.
Oh, that's a bundt cake. Oh, I thought that was a funnel cake.
No,
it sits on a
funnel. Funnel cake are just these woven deep fried dough things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, it's a push. Hey, we ought to try to.
But it has powdered sugar on it, I think, and not steeped in cinnamon and confectioner sugar.
Here's my point.
And syrup.
Look, right. I would like to have a battle of the tards between New Orleans and Mexico. So he's trying to poison each other the fastest. And they'd like, our first entry is a funnel cake. You guys match that with the churro. Then they put the po' boy sandwich, and you guys come with the huevos rancheros. And it's just an escalating cholesterol battle to see who's eating worse.
Yeah, it's all
with
fat.
New Orleans, though, I think that was like evolution because they lived below sea level so that they'd float if they ever got...
Anderson is high tonight.
He is.
It'd just be a great battle. New Orleans would win on a technicality because on the double fried taco, the Mexicans actually put some actual lettuce.
Oh,
on
yeah,
it. Some of
vegetable.
It didn't make it into the deep fryer, and I'm sorry. That looks to me like it grows somewhere, and it was not battered, and it was not fried, it was not rolled in sugar.
Sorry, is.
New Orleans, you guys take it.
With the beignets.
Yeah, and the Mexicans are arguing. They can't believe it. Somebody should have brought the breakfast burrito out earlier. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. When we come back... I'll talk to Justin. Who do you want to talk to? Damien? Anna?
Sativa.
Religious parents that she's by? That's going to be good. Sativa feels uncomfortable when she tries to turn herself on. Ooh. All right, all that after this.
Thank you for calling Loveline. Your call will be answered in the order it seems interesting.
Call Loveline. Call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Yeah, buddy. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah, we're talking during the break about cake.
Mm.
Getting hungry. Deciding that a nice Bundt cake would be good.
You're not a cake fan.
Not a cake guy.
And however, you could be brought around somewhat on the Bundt matter.
I love a lemon cake.
Lemon Bundt.
And that comes in a Bundt form.
Cinnamon Bundt.
Cinnamon Bundt is fine.
Rum.
Rum cake, which often comes in a Bundt form, mm-hmm. is nice.
And then you mentioned.
And then I mentioned the poppy seed.
We all went wild.
Delightful. Delightful. Doesn't seem like it, but works very well in the cake, but a nice, moist lemon cake. And here's what I realize. I like Bundt cakes. They make lemon cake in the sheet cake variety, but you don't see the poppy seed, and you don't see the rum, and you don't see the lemon that often in the non-Bundt form, the circular Bundt form. And here, the thing I like about the Bundt is it symbolizes life eternal.
The circle of life.
Yeah, it's Hakuna Makeka. The point. No, it's cake. Drew, you ever realize you always correct me, but it's worse?
I'm not correcting.
But you do a one up that's worse.
I can never be as good as you.
I know, but here's the thing. You got to do a better one or you can't do one.
Oh, okay.
That's the way it goes.
Got it. Oh, we lost our call now.
Oh, please. See? Now you're trying to make me feel guilty. Here's my point. If somebody would start decorating Bundt cakes for birthday parties, I would be down. Get a nice lemon Bundt cake, put a few candles on it, and I would enjoy that. But instead, they do the sheet cake, and that's where I got to get off. And Drew is a doctor. Coming up on the cold and flu season, can't we get rid of this archaic practice of people blowing all over their food before it gets distributed amongst the guests?
Well done. Agreed.
How come no one has put a stop to this before?
I know, it's barbaric.
You think about it. Here's a guy. Yeah, he turned 62. We're gonna put 63 candles on there because one for next year. And then this guy's gonna blow his lung out onto the cake, and then we're gonna split it up. Let's just put it this way: forget it's cake. What if it was just lasagna? If it was a pan of lasagna, and a guy was like, would you want any of that lasagna?
Absolutely not. Here's the other thing: that 62-year-old blowing out 62 candles won't have half the viral burden of the 3-year-old blowing out his 3 candles.
Yeah.
These are viral cultures.
What are my kids? They're at a birthday party every other week, and there's some kid over there who's got a drool bucket hanging under him. And then the retards that put the gag candles on the cake. And who's the joke on?
Yeah. The public health department should be notified.
This guy just blew his third snot rocket onto your cake. Who's the joke on? Oh, that's funny. I'm going to be eating Snuggies. That is, we are now married. Whatever this guy has, I have. Right. If this guy has an arthritic hip, I now have it through eating this cake. Hep C, I have it all. Whatever food allergies this guy has, we are now essentially connected. We're Siamese twins because J.O. over here thought it'd be funny to get the candles that don't blow out, and we didn't realize it until the guy's fifth heave onto the cake. By the way, sparking, wax dripping all over the place. You know, the company that makes those gag candles should be sued out of business.
Mm-hmm.
You could sue everyone for everything. Why not have a guy spitting all over your cake?
And people passing out from hyperventilating.
I like it when the gang bang a tape, too. It's like, all right, now all three of the brothers, everybody make a... Oh, Christ. All three of you got to get... Well, they're all birthdays in May, so this is, everybody, they'll do that with a daughter and the son will gang up on the cake. Or there's this one, Grandma's old, but we're going to help her. Timmy, help Grandma. Yeah, it's great. Let's spread a little more phlegm. Now there's three or four things rolling around on top of that cake.
Yes.
We don't need the candle. I'm going to light a fire on top of this dessert.
Well, let's go ahead and develop some sort of device that we light and people blow out. Some sort of instrument. You know what I mean?
Just a digital clock that you can hit a switch on?
A birthday pyre. We light a birthday pyre. And it can take a little work, a little challenge, too, to
pull you aside.
Yeah. A little log for each year on the pyre.
I'd be satisfied if someone just plugged in a little light-up placard that said birthday, and you just pulled the plug.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all. For the lazy. And we don't have to slobber on all over the goddamn cake.
Yeah, but the pyre was separate from the cake, see?
I love that part. Help me. Come on. I'm going to need help on... Really? Why don't you just rub your ass on it and we'll eat that? Better. Better chance. Rather go that route. True. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough with
your
the
outrage.
Candles.
Yes.
It's enough already. One more reason to eat pie at home alone. Anna?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, like, yeah, I'm bi, so yeah.
Mm-mm.
How do you know you're bi at 14?
What do you mean, how?
No.
Sorry,
you ever been with a girl?
Color?
Have you ever been with a girl?
I'm with a girl right now.
Ooh, she there?
Hmm?
Is she in the room?
Oh, yes. No.
Yeah. What grade are you in?
Eighth.
Mm-hmm. And what grade is she in?
Eighth.
Eighth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know you're not lesbian?
Hmm?
How do you know you're not lesbian?
Because I have, like, a physical attraction to guys, too, so yeah.
Were you sexually abused?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this isn't bisexuality. This is the consequences of sexual abuse.
What do you mean?
When people are sexually abused, they get very sort of confused about their sexual orientation. It's hard to tell what you are because sexuality has all kinds of overwhelming feelings associated with it. Have you had any treatment for that?
No.
Okay, well, why don't you get that going? So don't worry about declaring what you are or you're not. You've had some serious trauma. It needs some treatment. Why don't you look into that?
Okay. Well, I'm poor.
I know, but there's county facilities.
Who abused you?
My uncle.
Does anybody in your family know?
Yeah, everybody knows now.
Okay. Did Child Protective Services come in and make a report? And
well, the cops did.
All right. Didn't they try to refer you to somebody for treatment?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what needs to happen.
Hey, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm going to give you a couple choices. You should either get yourself a little help, try to get yourself a little counseling and contain yourself, or you should just see if there's a strip club opened at a junior college somewhere that you could actually... That's a smart thing. That's my new plan. Let's just start putting the strip clubs in the junior colleges. That way the chicks don't have to commute. They cover a lot of ground, drunk on champagne and wine coolers. They get in accidents. People get hurt.
We need to think of a catchy name
innocent.
For these things. What's it going to be?
Junior strip clubs.
Yeah.
Community strip club.
Community strip.
I'll go with community.
Yeah.
I usually just call it junior college, but I'll go with community in the community college if you put strip club after it.
Yeah.
Then it's also something I could get away with. Where are you going? Honey, I'm going to the community strip club.
Sounds like going to the mall.
Fantastic. That's like you pitch in. You do a little volunteer work over there. Ladies, need me. Anna.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Don't get pregnant. Could you not get pregnant?
Yeah.
Could you study and, like, what do you want to be? What do you want to do?
You're
What's your plan?
At me.
What? Yeah,
tell us. Veterinarian.
I want to be a rock star.
Rock star.
All right. And what do? You play an instrument?
Yeah, but I'm a beginner.
Okay. What do you play?
Guitar.
Oh, I was just going to say harp. You know, the big classical style cool. harp. Hey, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you channel all your energy and your time into getting really good on the guitar?
I don't have a guitar.
You don't have a guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get guitar lessons, so.
Okay. Could you, by the way, what is a guitar these days? Like $40, $20? Can't you just go to Walmart and get a guitar?
No.
No?
No?
Can you get a guitar?
No.
Well, guitars are pretty... Is it just me because I'm literally a millionaire, or is almost everything beside gas cheap now? I get angry. You know what I mean? You know, electronics, just... But stuff like a baseball mitt or like some equipment or something like that. Like, if you wanted to buy a motorcycle helmet when I was a kid, it was, it's $300 and that's a $1975.
Right.
Now it just seems like there's 10 of everything everywhere. It used to be, you want to get a motorcycle helmet, you have to go down to Kawasaki of Isuzu and wait, you know, and order one.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, I just go to the sporting goods store, you grab one.
Go on the computer.
Whatever. Everything's around.
Yeah.
I know a guitar is, you know, it's made of wood and it's got strings and it's not going to be free, but it's not $1,000. You can get one if you're learning to play the guitar. I'm going to yell at Ann about that. Anna, go get a guitar and spend all your free time and all your extra energy working on the guitar.
Okay.
All right. Just don't get pregnant, would you? I'm on damage control now.
And then look into social services, see if you can get a referral to somebody to talk to, because you're going to need some of that, Anna. You really are. All right?
I guess.
All right, baby. Just don't call the show anymore. All right? Please? All right. So angry. Sorry.
You or she?
Both are. Well, I'm sorry you're sexually abused, but, oh, man, what a life. What a life. I was just talking to people today about all the people that got effed with that then ruin everyone's life. And that's why
none more than their own.
Oh, none more than, well.
Yeah. As much as the people close to them, I guess.
Here's the deal, though. It's one thing when you see a guy in a wheelchair. It's another thing when the guy hops out of his wheelchair, hits you with a bat, and puts you in a wheelchair, and then sits back down in his wheelchair. That's what these abused people do.
They want you right where they are.
They put you right where they are because they sue your company out of business, or they say you rape them when you're tutoring them in school,
right?
Or they do whatever. You know, or they just kill you. I mean, they just get out of their car
the horrible conundrum
and shoot you.
The conundrum in all this, though, is who do we blame? The Annas or the effed up uncles that thought it was a great idea to screw their four-year-old niece?
I do not like to blame the man that much, blame the man on this one the same way I would blame the man if we said, we don't need an army, we don't need a homeland security, we don't need a police force, and then we're caught. We're shocked when we're invaded by Canada.
Right.
You know, it's like, wait a minute. Of course, there are dangerous people out there that do horrible things. We need to recognize it, and we need to
deal with it.
We need to deal with it appropriately.
So we need to do that internally,
too. The Annas of the world need to be gotten to early and often before they start crapping out kids at 16 and ruining, giving another base of non-taxpayers that are in rehab.
Huzzah.
Huzzah, I say, and I say good day. All right, let's take a little break. We'll be right back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. That's the good doc. I'm the Ace Man. Couple of plugs. My show, if you're listening on a Tuesday, the Adam Carolla Project on TLC. It's on as we speak. Oh, it's getting toward the end. Yeah, it's a good show. And you get to see what everyone actually looks like. You get to see what Ozzy looks like and Ray looks like and the whole cast and crew. Yes, Drew?
I have a show with the Lance Armstrong that's airing all week on Discovery Health Channel, if you have a chance.
Now, how do we do that?
You know, I don't know what time it's airing. I think
what
it's
if we TiVo'd something?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Like, I'd just type in boring?
Boring or Lance Armstrong.
If you do Lance, you might get some Tour de France special or something.
No, but if you're boring and Lance Armstrong, you get...
But I just go boring, I know I'm going to get all the stuff.
Well, you might get some of my other things, too.
I can sift through that.
All right, okay. All right.
I just want to play it safe, buddy. I'm a fan.
I appreciate it.
I'm a fan.
Supportive.
I love like when people explain to you that they're complimenting you.
Yeah.
No, saying you've lost it. Wait, I'm saying no. it's hard to talk people out of that.
You're always very husky.
It was always funny. It was funny when Drew brought his sons over to my house a few years back, and they're making those Pine Derby racers.
Yeah.
And they knew Uncle Ace knows his way around a belt sander and a scroll saw. So he brought the stuff over, and I cut the little shapes, a little pine, a little Cub Scout thing. I cut the shape out, gave it to the son. Son was happy. And then they were leaving, and Drew was like, Jordan, say thank you to Adam. And he's like, I already said thank you. And he's like, say thank you. I said thank you when he gave me. Say thank you. I told him thank you, Dad, when he gave. Thank him. And I was like, okay. See, Drew, the sixth time you ask him while I'm standing here, it loses some of its allure.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's not for you. For them.
It's like if I'm screaming at a chick, orgasm! Now! Do it!
Ooh, maybe that's...
Ooh. Write that down.
Mental note.
She was like, okay. Okay. Are you satisfied? Yes! I'm counting that. Screaming at the kid to thank me. I know it's for them. Justin?
Yeah.
25?
Yes.
Oh, you sweat excessively from your armpits.
Yeah, but it's not overly unattractive. It's just uncomfortably sweating, I guess you could.
Well, there's some...
First off, we'll decide if it's unattractive, not you.
All right.
There are some procedures out there to try to rectify that.
Okay.
Ways they sort of clip the sympathetic input to that area.
Yeah, okay, it's a couple of things. First off, I was talking to a makeup artist a few weeks back who told me that there's this sweat off stuff or whatever. You have to go to one of these beauty supply stores. And you're calling from Kansas City, so I'm
perfect.
Sure there's a theatrical makeup place on every corner.
Every other corner, yeah.
Yeah, you got a Joe Blasco's right there.
Yeah.
Probably open 24-hour place
over
there with all the Kansas Cityans going through there. But so here's the thing. They have developed a potion or a liquid. I think it's called like Sweat Off or Sweat Stop or something like that. It was developed to put under prosthetics. So if you have a fake arm, no. If you're putting body, you know, facial makeup on and bladders and prosthetics and fake masks, if you're doing the Grinch and you're Jim Carrey,
yeah,
and they can't have that stuff sweating and loosening and bubbling and falling off, they hit you with this stuff first and then put it on,
uh-huh,
which suggests to me it's probably pretty effective.
Yeah.
So, Justin.
Yeah.
Tell me what you gathered from our conversation thus far.
Well, I definitely don't know where the nearest makeup store would be located here in Kansas City. But
beauty supply.
That might work. I mean, honestly, I've tried tons of different types of deodorants, antiperspirant and deodorants. And
yeah, that's nothing, though.
It doesn't help.
Beauty supply
surgery.
There's surgeons that do this procedure.
Well, here's the thing. They have this topical stuff now.
I know. Look up hyperhidrosis on the internet. You'll see a lot of different options out there.
Yeah, go get this stuff. Here's what it is. It's the aluminum chloride.
Right, aluminum hydroxide.
That is present in deodorants, but this is present.
High concentration.
Yeah, it's 90% instead of 3%.
Right.
Let me ask you something about deodorant. Somebody gave me some, I don't know where I got it, but I got like some Old Spice spray-on stuff, you know? And I spray it on sometimes as I'm too lazy or it's upstairs or something like that. And my wife always complains that I smell like deodorant. And then I realize there's a lot of deodorant that just smells like deodorant,
yeah,
which is stupid to wear. I don't care.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're better off just getting a little Tom's of Maine or something that smells like nothing or smells nice. You don't want to smell like deodorant. You know the guys that smell like deodorant?
Yep.
And it's like, it's really the equivalent to you walking into a bathroom and smelling the wizard. Like, okay, someone asked this place up. I'm smelling Rocky Mountain Pine,
right,
with
a
little S sprinkled
like
in, by the
in
way.
A pine tree.
Yeah, even if there's no, yeah, someone crapped on a pine cone and then threw it in a fire.
Yeah, it's
basically what it smells like. Even if you don't get the S smell, the presence of the air freshener suggests that somebody was doing their business in there. Why would you, if you're designing deodorant, why do you do that crappy stuff?
I don't know.
It's just smell, it just smacks of, it's like, it screams deodorant.
Yeah.
When people smell you, they realize, okay, I'm smelling this guy's BO that's been covered up with some of this deodorant.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I'm saying.
I know, it's retarded.
That's all I'm saying. Karma, you know what's nice? Secret.
Yeah.
Huh? A little white stick.
A little lady stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's for the gents, too. For the chance.
Karma?
22.
Yes.
What's going on?
Okay, I was recently diagnosed with cervical cancer.
And
they did the freezing.
How far advanced is it?
It was dysplasia 3.
So it's just localized. They cut it out, basically.
Right, they froze them. They froze them.
Yeah, okay.
But now the doctor is pushing chemo because it's genetic. And I really don't know if I want to go through with it or not. Because
it's genetic. What do you mean because it's genetic?
Family members have it?
My mom had it, and 3 of my aunts have had it.
Cervical cancer. Wow.
Yeah.
And they survived it?
Yeah. My mom actually had to go through chemo before I was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you want to protect yourself the same way?
Well, because hers was more advanced. And he's... can't promise me it won't come back even if I go through with chemo.
Right.
So I don't know if I want to go through it and just have all the side effects of it.
Yeah, of course you don't want to, but Boy, I mean, cervical cancer is so deadly and so aggressive.
I just had a friend die of it.
Yeah, if you have even a hint that this can help protect you, you want to be as aggressive as possible. Maybe you want to get another opinion about it, see another oncologist. Mm-hmm. See a gynecological oncologist, you know, maybe go to City of Hope or something, or go to UC Irvine, go to, you know, a teaching center, go to gynecologic oncology, get an opinion, and do what they tell you to do. They're not doing this just to amuse themselves. They're doing it to save your life.
All right. The ironically named Karma.
Yeah, I know. My bad Karma.
Take care of yourself, would you?
Okay, thanks.
Please,
okay.
I'm telling you, I had a friend die this 6 months ago.
She's
34.
Yeah, cervical cancer kills young people. It's awful. About to have a vaccine to take care of this, though.
That'll
be on the eve
of it. That'll be awesome for her family.
I'm just saying.
Come on, Drew. Come on, buddy.
No. All right, here we go.
All right. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Get it on. Yeah.
Your ice Corolla?
Yeah. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew, what do you think of this stuff?
What stuff?
The following.
Okay.
I was watching the news and earlier tonight, and they had this kid who, he's 9 years old, and he swam from Alcatraz to San Francisco. He swam.
9 years old?
9 years old.
With the sharks and stuff?
Swam the bay.
Crazy.
Swam the bay.
Right.
Frigid waters.
Yeah.
By the way, who cares about frigid when you don't have nuts? You handle anything at night.
That's true.
I'll throw you in the bottom of a lake for a month.
Right.
Come right out, pow, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
My foot hits it, I have a heart attack and die. But the currents are horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, you know, dad didn't throw him in the bay and then go home and say, I'll see you at home.
Right.
Hey, it's a, you know, probably a guy next to him in a boat, right, another guy next to him, whatever. But just that kind of weird stuff with your kids,
like,
you know?
Like when they had that one young girl fly a plane around the world and she crashed it and died. Remember that
right
thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's over the top. It's not good.
Yeah, and they always do that thing where it's like, it's like this stage mom thing where it's like little Ashley wanted to act. She
right
used to, she was three when she did that Charmin commercial.
Right.
What do you mean
yes
she wanted to
I
act?
I hear that all the time. The parents say,
please.
She's just so perfectionistic. She insists on going out
she
there.
She dragged me to auditions.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what? A big wheel?
Right.
What do you mean she dragged you to auditions? Right. Oh, she would do make-believe in front of the...
Right.
Every little girl stands in front of the TV set and puts on a little show or does whatever. That doesn't mean you hustle them, pull them out of school and drag their ass all over town going to audition from right one audition. What, she get the headshots taken? She do all that stuff?
Right.
Do the mass mailing for the agents? What do you mean? She wanted to... And so, by the way, since when do you listen to your kids? She wanted to be a junkie. Oh, okay,
astronaut.
Let me go get a rig.
Yeah.
You want to shoot up, baby?
Yeah.
She wanted
to fly.
She wanted to be a prostitute.
Yeah.
That's what she wanted. You know, she wanted to drop out of school. She wanted to set the oral record. She wants to eat jelly beans for breakfast. She wants to do a lot of things. Don't get to.
That's right.
You're five.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, you're right.
And the 9-year-old is like, all right. But, I mean, it's like I just think of the parents sort of narcissistic basking in the kid's glow.
Yep.
Parents at the press conference.
That's the only way kids get what they need out of the parents is by reinforcing what the parents' idealized needs of the child are.
Yeah.
And the parent, they get so much out of that from the parent, they keep going that direction.
I just don't think your kid should be setting any records when they're 9.
It's not a great, you know, not a great thing for kids usually.
I made a pretty serious run from 9 to 11 at the consecutive bedwetting days.
Oh, yeah?
Record,
How close did you get?
Well, it was 728.
Great. Yeah, it was quite an accomplishment. And then you almost made
set
it
chip
in the masturbation abstinence record, the windbreaker. You almost did that, didn't you?
No.
Oh, you were the one that was out quick.
No, I set the speed. I set the speed record on that. The consecutive bedwetting days, which was 787.
Ooh.
Chip Burmaster out of, the guy was out of Wisconsin. I did a little research on it. I think I forgot, but he was a guy from the 60s. He's an adult now, but he set the consecutive day record back in the late 60s, probably into the early 70s. There's a couple year span. I made a run at it. Look at the 529.
And, impressive.
Yeah, I don't know what happened on 5:30. I woke up, or I didn't drink enough. I
think that was the night of the 71 quake. Got maybe, you out of bed early. Had a chance.
I blame myself. Yeah. I really, I got no one to blame but myself. It'd be easy to look around. A lot of lesser men would blame their parents, but
you take the responsibility.
It was a personal best.
That's good.
And it may have been some sort of regional record. I think I may have done it for the North Hollywood, San Fernando Valley area. May have had the consecutive bedwetting days.
That's good.
But, again, nationally, that's what gets your, that's what grabs headlines.
Mark distinction.
That gets your name in the papers.
Well done.
Yeah, that's what gets ink. That's what gets ink.
Well done.
Urine gets ink. Linda?
Oh. Yeah?
26?
Yes.
Ooh, what's up there?
Has foursomes with husband.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
That doesn't go well. That will be trouble soon.
Soon enough. That's why I'm calling, because it's already kind of, I feel like I'm being phased out by the other girl, so.
Well, what's the big deal? You're cool. You just like having sex with lots of people. What's the big deal? Let him have sex with her more than you. Who cares? You're uptight.
Why are people so uptight to wear the clothes?
Oh, that is so much BS.
People just love and just, that's the way nature plays.
Oh,
it,
yes, yes.
So should
it's,
I just
it's a natural
end it
expression
before it gets like really bad or?
Well, how?
It already
give
is
us
really
an
bad.
Example of you being phased out.
Well, at first, all four of us would get together and, it'd be cool. We'd all, everybody take turns with everybody, everything. But, like lately it's starting to be where she's mostly wanting to be with my husband, and then it's like she's not really like allowing her husband to do much with me,
How does that work in the heat of battle?
How do you pull that off?
Somebody's
got to be like the ringmaster.
She's got her husband to where he'll sit back and he'll like just play with himself and watching.
Oh, Linda, you are all class.
It's so funny because there's a sort of countdown to
you
profanity.
I know
when I see translucent white trash like Linda, I was just waiting. But she wasn't usually.
She didn't have the tempo.
She didn't have the tempo. Yeah. She was slowing it down, but
she brought it in.
Did drop the F-bomb.
Very casually too.
Yeah, there are many other words she could have used in that instance.
Many, many.
Yeah. The smart money was on coitus. Perform coitus.
I just thought having sex with when she,
If you say having sex like they're having sex and you say it 13 times and then you end up with watch them F, you don't, we got it. Linda, I know you're dumb, but I'm going to have to ask you, it's true. Obviously you're inferior. I mean, please, you have to be stupid. If you were smart.
If I was smart, what?
Well, you wouldn't have the life you have.
Or you wouldn't be using expletives on the radio.
You wouldn't be dropping the F-bomb on the radio.
You would have the self-consciousness.
Listen, I'm making excuses for you, and you should buy into them. If you were smart and carved out this horrible life, you'd have to be responsible for it.
Okay, I apologize. So drop it.
All right. All right.
Okay.
All right, do you have any kids?
Yes.
Then you got to get some marital counseling.
Well,
stop
we've
this
been
with
married
the.
For 8 years, and it's.
Oh, then forget it. Then you don't need marital counseling.
It's just, this other couple. Now she's kind of weird.
Linda, this fight
it
isn't.
Is,
this
is,
isn't between.
On.
This is
I'll
amazing.
The number one component of white trashery in females that I love
they
is
blame
going,
other women.
Going after the other chick.
Oh my God, that's bizarre.
This exists, and it's not universal to the white trash. This exists, this is in Jerry Springer. This works in blacks and Mexicans. Doesn't seem to take in Asians, but or Jews. But when they go at it on Jerry Springer, the guy sitting in the middle of the two chicks he's effing, and they're leaning over him, beating the crap out of each other.
It's incredible. But to hear her say that, it has nothing to do with us. It's this girl.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Linda.
I was going to ask if it was me. Because
no, it is. This relationship is very disturbed. I definitely feel addiction here. Somebody's an addict. I don't know, your husband or whatever. You were okay. Well, I just definitely feel addiction here. And this is addiction not in recovery. This is addiction still rearing its head and still sort of affecting your relationships. And maybe you're not actively using, but this is part of the addictive process.
How many kids do you have, Linda?
Two.
Linda, here's what I'd like you to do with the kids. All right?
Slingshot?
Are you listening? No. I have a better plan. I need you to put some duct tape over their mouth so the air doesn't escape. And then I need you to put a helium hose and go ahead and put that in their ass and then fill them with helium until they become like weather balloons.
Just send them up.
And then let them go up and see if they can catch the jet stream. Uh-huh. Okay? And that will carry them to a better place, wherever it is, whether it be the middle of the Pacific Ocean or whether it be a kindly neighbor or whether it be Lilliput. It doesn't matter. That would be much better for the kids than having you two numbnuts raising these kids.
So you can get back into recovery and work a program, both of you, or you can get some couples counseling, which I think you're going to need anyway. And you must stop the craziness in your relationship immediately. You stop the boundary issues. You stop violating the boundaries of your relationship by bringing other people in. That's it. That's what you do. Anything short of that, and this is going to continue to break down into real serious trouble.
All right. I'm sorry for whatever atrocities your dad or stepdad did to you, but you're effing up your kids. Let's stop it now.
There you go.
Well, no, that's it. I've never been sexually abused, but...
Well, physically abused or whatever, the
whatever,
chaos.
Whatever,
my
horrible.
My therapist seems to think otherwise, but I don't know.
Well, this is addiction in operation. Probably, I bet your husband's an addict,
Here's the thing,
too.
Mommy. You got to stop now, okay, Mom?
Well, see, we're good parents. We're like, you know, and then
I know. You're
we
dynamite.
Just go out with this couple when, you know, it's
I know.
When my husband's days off every so often, and we have the kids over at my grandparents.
I understand, but they have to come home to the retarded swinging couple, and Mom's all filled with energy and rage because Dada was on top of his other girlfriend.
If you don't think they pick up on this, you better think again.
Come on.
They know.
Doing stuff.
They know the emotional states you're in every second of the day. And they react to it. They pick up on it. Their personality is built on it.
All right.
Stop it, Linda. Come on.
You got
Stop
kids.
It. Listen to your therapist, for God's sakes. And get back into recovery.
I'm Come still on. In there.
Well, you tell your sponsor what you're doing.
Start doing
you tell
your work.
You tell your sponsor what you've been up to, and believe me, there'll be a reaction.
Actually, sponsor's the dude who's playing with himself.
Yeah. It's their sponsor.
All right, Linda, keep going. It'll be awesome. I'll see your kids. I'll visit them in the joint. It'll be awesome. Keep going.
It's not funny. Nothing funny.
Junior college. Huh?
Nothing funny about
it. Believe me. Laugh it up, baby. Laugh it up. Laugh it up and enjoy.
Nothing funny about any of this.
Enjoy it. Because one of them's going to put a crocheting needle in the neighbor kid's neck when they're 11, and the other one's going to be turning tricks when she's 13. It's going to be awesome. Keep going, baby. Keep cranking them out. It'll be perfect. Yeah. They don't know what's going on. Kids don't know when mom's a junkie. Kids don't know when the parents are having difficulties. Kids don't know when the parents are swinging.
We're perfect
people don't
parents.
Know.
We put them over the grandparents.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know if they're rich or poor. They don't know if you live on Maui or live in Burbank. Kids don't know. They don't know. They don't know if you're living in a crappy little apartment and sleeping in the same room as the parents and fighting all day long, or dining at five-star restaurants and sleeping on goose-down pillows and 60-count thread sheets, 600-count. Yeah, they don't know. They don't know. Every one of them I talk to seems to find out at some point.
Well, and again, we talk to your kids in about 5 years,
yeah,
and they tell us what they've been living with all this time.
Yeah. They don't know. I send them away. Liz?
Hello?
You're 20?
I am 20, yes.
What's up?
Wow, I can't believe I made it on the show. You guys are awesome. Sorry.
Anyways,
my boyfriend and I have been going out for about 8 months, and he's starting to lose his sexual drive, and I'm not really sure why. Like, I don't know whether it's just he's not attracted to me anymore, or I don't know. He's kind of just, I don't know.
Well, is he doing drugs?
No.
Is he on medication?
He actually just quit smoking.
Is he on medication for that?
No.
You sure he's
on,
not?
The reason he actually quit smoking is he had pneumonia and he was on Wellbutrin.
Uh-huh.
Which apparently used to be an antidepressant or something, but he used it to quit smoking and he's not on it anymore. He hasn't been on it for like months.
Zyban is Wellbutrin,
yeah, that's
right?
The trade name for the smoking stopping version of Wellbutrin, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Is he on anything else? Nicotine patches?
Oh, no. He's completely quit. He decided that cold turkey is better than anything else or something. I don't know. But, yeah, like, for the past, like, couple months...
Well, wait a minute. Why did he get on Wellbutrin?
To stop the nicotine.
Well, he was originally... Like, he had pneumonia and bronchitis at the same time, and his doctor gave him some prescriptions, and one of them happened to be Wellbutrin, so he could quit smoking because he thought he would get better faster.
If he stopped smoking, sure.
Right.
No, but how come every time you bring up... he's like...
Oh, she has to
She's
qualify
like,
it.
He took Wellbutrin so he could quit smoking. You're like, is he on any kind of patch or nicotine? Oh, no. He did it all the natural way. He did it cold turkey. He did it all. So he's on Wellbutrin for bronchitis?
No, for his stopping smoking.
Yeah.
I know.
His doctor put him on medication so he could stop smoking.
The best combination is nicotine patch and Wellbutrin.
No.
Yes.
Okay, Liz. Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Didn't stop defending your boyfriend so much. All right. So he was on something, and he's not anymore.
Yeah, he hasn't been on it for, I think, about 3 months.
All right.
He's on no other medication.
Nope.
And otherwise, he's feeling okay. He's sleeping well. He's eating, not excessively working, or you know what I mean?
No. The only thing different is that we started school at the end of September. But, I mean, things were like this before. Like, I was out of town in L.A. for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back and like things were okay again, and now he's back to the I don't really want sex nearly as much as you do thing.
What is his rhythm?
It's kind of like he wants it like maybe like once a week or twice a week sometimes, and I like it a little more often. I mean,
okay, well, twice a week is normal, and that's probably just his rhythm.
You guys have been together for how many months?
8 months now.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he's just getting into his normal rhythm. It's twice a week. That's normal.
Sliding into his rhythm.
Is it because he's like older than me?
It's actually, no. That's normal at any age. It's actually a little more than normal.
What were you doing in L.A.? What were you doing in L.A. for 2 weeks?
I went to go visit my mom.
Hmm. All right.
Now, I'm not saying that's normal for a relationship that's 2 months old. Months old, you're having sex every day, sure. But 8 months a year, yeah, you're getting into your normal rhythm, and that's one to two times a week.
Well, it also depends how everyone's schedule is.
And what's going on in their life and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And he may be stressed.
Your boyfriend, is he doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing okay. He was a little nervous about going back into college because he hadn't really had any schooling since he went to a place called Chubb Institute. It's like an ITT on the East Coast because he grew up in New Jersey. But
it would be good because you don't want to commute from the West Coast out to Chubb Institute. it's a long drive to go to a place called Chubb Institute. All right, so listen, here's the thing. Don't put the pressure on him. Don't freak him out. Twice a week. See if we can strike that balance.
Hey, look, you want sex more than him. That's your natural rhythm. You guys need to reach a compromise of some kind. He needs to kind of step it up a little bit, and you need to realize that it's normal for him to be at twice a week.
But don't get all weird and insecure about it.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with anything other than that's just his biology.
Let me explain something, too. It doesn't take a graduate of Chubb Institute to know this, either. She'd say Chubb, didn't she?
She said Chubb.
All right, here's what I'm saying. Drew, I don't know. I know you can. I know you got your own crosses to bear, and you were depressed, and you're miserable, and you hate your parents, and all that good stuff. But I don't know, and if you realize, a lot of guys when they're 25 and they're sort of, you had a horrible path, but you were on a path from the 9th or 10th grade on, and it was just like, it was like 2-a-day football practice, tough, hard. But you had structure and you had some place to go and you had someone yelling at you, but you knew what to do and you could handle it.
Yep.
I think the worst thing for a guy anywhere between the age of 18 and 30 is just when they're sort of floating.
Even now, no structure.
I could go, you have a degree in your pocket and you have a diploma.
But the point is structure is good for people.
No, structure is good. I'm just saying there are guys, it's not the same being a 20-something-year-old guy, early 20s guy who's thinking about going back to school or thinking about going full-time at his work or looking for a new job, and a girl who's doing some cocktailing and sort of enjoying herself.
Right. Different.
There is a weird pressure on a guy, which is, I got to get it together. First off, I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life. If I don't get it together, I got to get some hot chicks. So, number one. Number two, I got to support a family. I got to be the breadwinner.
Right.
I know you think this is Lucy and Ricky, 50s television thoughts. I'm telling you, this is how guys think.
Yeah.
You show me a 24-year-old chick, I'll share a girl who can afford to have a good time for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You show me a 24-year-old guy who's not doing anything, kind of floating around, I'll show you a guy who's... He feels something nipping at his heels, just a little bit.
Remember the guy we talked to the other night that was that stripper that said he'd done everything he ever wanted to do in his life by the time he was 25?
Yeah.
Except there's a little percentage of guys that just do that.
Well, that's...
And that ends up not being a very happy life, by the way, those guys.
Yes, but when you're stupid, you don't know. It's a blessing.
It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. Except for he would never use that term. But I'm saying this guy's 25. He's like thinking about going back to school, which means he's not quite established himself in any one field. And he's probably a little stressed out about it.
Yeah.
And you're 20 and you want to just have a good time. Right. And he's probably walking around thinking about it a little bit.
Yep. Agreed. Now,
just started working in a porn shop. All right. See, here's a guy who's on a fast track.
Dream job.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
Just started working in a porn shop?
Yeah.
What do you do over there?
I'm just one of the clerks.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have those booths in the back?
Yeah, we do.
Who?
Do they have doors on them these days?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Do the doors lock?
I'm not too sure. I've never actually been back there.
Yeah, you should really get out there. You should get on your hands and knees and crawl over there and really check that place out, you know? All right, and okay, so... They have locks? They have paper towel? They have paper towel dispensers?
No, there's not.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And who goes back there? Do guys go with other guys?
It's only actually one person per booth, and we get just pretty much anyone going back there.
Yeah, it's one person.
Only guys?
Normally, yeah. I've never seen any ladies go back there yet.
You cannot profile like that. How dare you?
No, but here's why I'm asking. Hold on a second. I think that the porn booth is the new gay bar for guys.
Mm.
Because what does a guy solo need to go to the porn booth for when a DVD recorder is $29?
Right.
And you can get DVD porn at any gas station. What the hell are you driving across town and standing in a booth like masturbating like an animal? Like an animal would masturbate, like a cow or a coyote or, you know, one of those masturbating animals.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like a common animal.
Reese's monkey or something.
Yeah. There's one. Mm. There's one. Yeah. Like a dolphin. I pick bad examples, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. So they go there to hook up with dudes and gay
that
off.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And gay off. That's a term. Chris?
Yeah.
Do you have to test the vibrators out before you let them go out the door?
Yeah, we actually have to put batteries in them and test them before they can leave.
That's my favorite part about working at the porn shop.
What do they tell you the reason for that is?
No returns.
California state law to where they're not returnable.
Sure.
So we just have to make sure that they are.
But why don't you just say, do you realize this is not returnable? Just let them go. Like every other this is sale is final in the world. Well, you don't take out the television.
No, but here's the thing. If you bought a television from Best Buy and you took it home and you plugged it in and it didn't work, you'd return it.
There are things. This is a sale item. Sales, walk out the door, that's it. Sales final. This is it.
Well, that might be for a T-shirt
or
a pair of jeans.
That's right. It's $8 vibrator. It's the same. You know what I mean? It's just.
No, I know what you're saying, but hold on there, Drew.
Just because it's mechanical, you got to try it.
It used to be you couldn't return tools that you bought.
Right.
And they would fire the tool up so you wouldn't go out, break it, and then return it and say it doesn't work or whatever.
Right.
I understand that. Now, the part where Chris puts it up his ass, I find that to be a little excessive.
Well, you've got to see if it works. How do you know?
Where does the works part end? Because one could argue that, sure, it moved around, but didn't get my girlfriend off.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Look, all sales are final. Enjoy. There you go. Out.
I was at a porn store many years ago, and there was a guy arguing to return Oof. And it's like, oh my God, my friend, you have bottomed out, and now I've been sucked into your vortex too, because I'm being sucked in this horrible conversation of you arguing with this guy like he's Judd McElvain or something. Oh, painful. So anyway, Chris, sorry there, buddy.
Yeah.
How do you like it? Lots of gents coming in there.
Yeah.
Ever see any chicks walk into the place?
Yeah, we actually had one girl come in a while ago, ended up buying some stuff, and she was talking on her cell phone about a photo shoot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And yeah. Like, I swear I've seen her before online or something.
Yeah.
All right, so one girl brings it as professional equipment.
Right. That's good. Okay.
How dare you? How dare you? Huzzah.
What's your question?
I was just wondering how working here is going to sexually
desensitize. Oh, you're there now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's one of the hotter items over there now?
Mostly just our DVDs. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it, but we have something called the Rabbit.
Yeah. People have mentioned that before, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty hot right now, too.
Those are moving pretty good?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you stocking now?
I'm just organizing empty DVD cases.
Uh-huh. And you guys rent?
Yeah, we rent or sell.
All right. I like that. You should put a sign up that says, be kind, quit beating off onto the actual DVDs, you sick Fs. I know it doesn't, you think you're gonna hear something that more rhymes poetic. With that, yeah. But it's just a little bumpy at the end, but it would be fun to put up there.
Why not?
How about the idea of just renting porn in this day and age, Drew?
I know, it's weird.
You can more easily explain that to me than you're going to have that explanation with your kids about people going to porn, actually going to movie theaters to watch porn. Here's the thing. You had to go to a movie theater to watch porn because that's the only place you could see porn. DVDs are $7.99. What's your excuse for going in and renting one? And by the way, that DVD, boy, if you ran a wood slide across that, or just, you know, every once in a while they go to the hotel room and they run the swatch, they do like a little sampling and they find hooker blood and like rhino semen and stuff in there. Imagine what you'd find.
Well, Chris,
that bird flu all over that
stuff.
I
don't know that we can say that it'll do anything specific to your feelings about yourself as a sexual being. It certainly desensitizes you to a lot of things.
They'll make a career out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Adam, you said DVDs were about $7.99. We actually have, we don't have any that are that cheap. The cheapest ones we have are the sale rack, which is $9.99, and most of them are like $39.99.
Wow.
So that's why.
Do you have the Ubangus Uranus series?
I don't recall.
Look that up.
Okay.
He was insulted that I downgraded his product. His noble product from $9.99 to $7.99.
How dare you?
As long as you, that's what I'm saying. I'm not using an example of the most expensive DVDs. Listen, you can get one for under $10.
But here's the deal. These guys must be making a career of this, studying these things. If they want to stay up on what's, you know what I mean? They'll rent more because they want the new stuff they don't want to pay $40 for. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's because you're making a career of this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You've seen the old stuff a lot. Right? Is that what that implies?
Look, you can turn on any computer in any house in America and type in a couple of words and pow, you're home. You know what I mean? All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back after this.
The phone number for Loveline is 1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline, I'll be right back.
Yeah, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. The TLC show. The first one is on at 8 o'clock, so I've just found out on Tuesday night. And then the new episode, The Adam Carolla Project, runs at 10 o'clock. So if you missed that last week, you want to get caught up.
It's great that the marketing department keeps you on top of the times.
Yeah, I don't blame them. They're doing their thing.
I got to say, Carolla, it's a good show.
You like it,
Oh, my God, Anderson.
I was watching it, and I said I must tell him that I like it as hard as that will be for me.
Thank you.
Except for the Adam Carolla. Adam, I can't stand that part. You should cut that all out.
The
Marco Polo crap.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's only episode one. Thank you, Anderson. Yeah, people enjoy the show. Good. And believe me, I do other shows that people don't like. I know the difference. I know. I know. So people always do a thing where it's like, oh, maybe they're just saying that they like it. Well, you don't realize who I hang out with, be it my family or my friends. But there's plenty of stuff I do that they don't like.
No, yeah, I hate you, but I like the show. So
that's the thing. What an endorsement for the show.
Yeah.
I don't like me that much either, and I enjoy the show.
That's the point.
Thank you. Sammy?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yeah, hi. How you been?
What's up, baby doll?
Yeah. No, I was just calling in because my question is, I had an abortion, I guess, about a little under a year ago, last December.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still with the same guy that I had that I got pregnant by. And by the way, I do want to say that I was on the pill.
Wow.
I know. Interesting, huh?
Taking it properly?
Yeah.
And didn't take any antibiotics?
Actually, after I had the abortion, I told my mom about it a few months later. And she ended up telling me, you know, she had three kids after she was like 35. But she had also had, I think, three abortions before she was 30.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I guess just fertility runs like crazy in my family. Anyway,
awesome,
so I never have really had a problem.
What pill were you, hang on a second, what pill were you taking?
Orthotricycline.
And then you took it properly every day?
Yeah.
And you were taking any...
Even before I was my boyfriend, that I think I got pregnant 4 months into our relationship.
And you weren't taking any antibiotics or anything like that could screw up the pill?
No. Is there any legal recourse for something like this?
I don't know.
You would have to prove that you're taking it at the same time every day, which
I don't think it's
hard to prove.
It doesn't pretend to be 100% effective.
Right. It's like 98.9 or 99.
It's 99.97.
Right.
I understand that. I'm just saying everyone sues over everything these days. Somehow you never hear about this one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't even be interested in doing that. It's,
good. You know. It means you're a good person.
It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
But, I had been taking the pill before I met the guy and had sex with. I had been on the pill for like 6 months or something by that point when I got pregnant. But my question is, I don't really have any moral issues. I'm not upset about that or anything. My only problem is that I kind of, ever since then, I go through these waves where I really just don't want to have sex. I mean, at all.
Yeah. All right.
And I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do because I'm...
Well, how long does this wave last?
I mean, it'll go anywhere from a month where I just don't want to have sex and I can barely do it. I can only, you know, if we do have sex, I can only have it for like 10 minutes or something, 5 minutes.
Before what?
Before I just have to stop.
I know, but
why? What's the feeling?
I don't know. I just can't do it. It's like
it's not a painful feeling, though.
Yeah, like it's not painful physically.
Right.
I just can't do
it. Are you still on the birth control pill?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are you, same one?
No.
What are you taking now?
Yasmin? Or whatever.
Well, that one, that's a low-dose mini pill, and that one can affect your sex drive.
Mm. Oh.
So it may just be the pill.
Oh, I just switched to that one, though, and before that I still was on Orthotri for a long time.
But the Yasmin can affect your sex drive sometimes and can cause dryness and things like that can make sex painful after a while.
Uh-huh.
Having said that, there is very little made of the emotional reaction, the sort of visceral, almost biological reactions that women get having had abortions.
Uh-huh.
I've talked to a lot of women that have had them, and there's something about going from that pregnant state to that unpregnant state that is profoundly impactful on women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even when they have the abortion very, very early. Sometimes it's a depression. Sometimes it's a grief or a sense of loss. It's something very, very deep. And do you feel anything like that? Are you aware of that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what it's been. It's like, that's what I mean why it comes in waves.
And people make very little of the maternal drive. There is a sexual drive to reproduce in women. And that gets kind of effed up by having had an abortion. It kind of gets scrambled.
Well, I'm a lay person, but I know if a chick can get a little wiggy from watching a tearjerker movie, or if it's that time of the month, having a pregnancy interrupted could send them into a tailspin.
But
they're fragile.
You can remember, maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks into the pregnancy. I mean, they're not really knowing or showing a pregnancy.
Well, that's like
there is a biological change.
What I'm saying is if this piano could get out of tune from a 5-year-old bouncing around on it, sort of hitting the keys too hard, then if you threw it off a cliff,
right,
you could definitely imagine it could get way out of tune.
Yes, exactly.
But you women are. Except for the lesbians. They're just one of those tub bases. Big washtub base. Yeah, dent aside, not going to hurt the sound of that washed up bass. Nothing to get out of tune. That's what I like about them. Ain't nothing fragile about them. Hell no. Now, who are we talking to?
Yeah. Well, Sam is who we're talking
to. Yeah, she's fine. That's the other thing, too. She sounds depressed, like she could be depressed.
Yeah, a little bit. There's a little depression goes on. But I think she will get over it, and then maybe that birth control pill needs to be switched on her.
Esther?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
I had a baby, like, about 5 months ago in May.
17.
Calling from Silmar. Jewish.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know. Yeah. I've heard it already.
All right, baby.
And,
Still 2 months older than your mom before she had your oldest brother, though, right?
My mom was 20-something.
When she had you, but she was 11 when she had your old brother.
No.
How old was she when she had her first baby?
Well, my oldest sister's 25.
How old was she when she had her first baby?
25, I believe. No.
Your mom's 50 now?
No, she's 49.
All right.
She's 24, all right.
Old. Yeah. All right, usually when you have kids young, your mom had the kids young, too.
Oh, no, she wasn't young. My grandma was really strict.
Grandma what?
Strict.
My grandmother was really strict.
Oh, okay, smart, because grandma had her when she was 11.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm doing the math. All right, how old's your grandma, by the way, just for kicks?
I have no idea.
All right.
I'm really like...
It's 48.
Huh?
Nothing.
All right, Esther. I like you because you don't sweat the details. I don't either with my family. People are like, when's your dad's birthday? I don't know. Then they're like, well, how old is he? I don't know. He's old. What's his name? I don't know. I heard my stepmom call him James once, but I'm not sure that was just like home James, like she was kidding around like you do with a, like, you know, chauffeur, or is really actually good. His name. I'm gonna grab his wallet next time he takes a nap down, see if I can get to the bottom of that. Also, I think it may be Corollo.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a Corolla.
That's interesting.
I heard recently that there's East Coast Corollas that go by Corollo.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Esther, so what's the plan?
Okay, so not lately, but since I've had the baby in the beginning, I was still kind of like, I guess you can say loose down there because, you know, still kind of like restoring and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't gone away. Like, I'm still really, you know... loose down there. And
The father around?
Yeah.
And you guys are still together?
Yeah.
Okay. What about it, Drew?
Is he reporting something, that something feels different to him?
Well, because I don't feel anything. I haven't told him that, but he kind of notices because he tells me, you know, start moving, and he tells me to start, you know, but I don't feel anything, so I can't.
There's nothing to do with tight enough. After you have a baby, it's your sex drive goes way down. Are you still breastfeeding?
No.
Are you on anything else? Any new medication or birth control pills or shots or anything?
I'm on the patch.
Okay.
Good. Good for you.
Is that new for you?
Yeah. No, well, I started taking birth control, the pills.
Mm-hmm.
But they were bad on my stomach. Like, started irritating my stomach and stuff. So I just stopped doing it, and that's when
All right.
Good times.
Where do you, Silmar? You go to Silmar High? You go to Poly? Where do you go?
No, I graduated already.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my goal.
Quagmire.
All right.
But Esther, here's the deal: that it's very common for a woman to have rather dramatic drop in their sex drive for up to a year after a baby's born.
Mm-hmm.
It gets especially worse if you're breastfeeding, especially worse when they give you the depo shot, which I fully endorse, but that can certainly drive the sex drive down further.
Mm.
And some women, the patches will drive their sex drive down, so they may have a role to play here, though I think that's unlikely.
Mm.
A depression can figure into this, but the point is, give yourself a little break here. Give some time, and do talk to your husband about, or your, dare I say, father's daddy.
Boy toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby's daddy.
Right.
About what you are or are not feeling. There may be things he can do to kind of pay more attention and bring things along a little bit, but it has little or nothing to do with looseness.
Here's
the thing. Back very nicely.
A high school diploma is not really worth the paper it's written on anymore, at least around here. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I know people are interested in getting it, but it's not good for anything. Mm. And I realize, you know what will ruin most folks? Like, they always talk, you know, one thing they never talk about, they're always talking about getting good grades and staying in school and, that, you know, that kind of stuff, attendance and paying attention. Once you start getting laid, it's really hard to hang. Unless, you know, you're a man of passion, but your parents are up your ass and they're, you know, whipping the crap out of you. But most of the guys I knew who were good students weren't getting laid. And then most of my buddies, once they started getting laid, all of a sudden, homeroom became really tough to make, especially the choice of, I could go to this one place where I'm sort of being warehoused and I'm getting a C minus, maybe a D on a good day, and I've been going for the last 11 years and it sucks and I hate it, or there's this new novel thing I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks go to work, so I got the run of the
apartment. My buddy Adam's got a house across the street from school.
That's right. You bang away on his futon. Ugh. He'll never know the difference. That's the point. Once you start getting laid, it's hard to focus. Especially your 16-year-old boy. Are you kidding? Drew, you don't let those kids of yours get laid. Not at the high school level. That's when they lose focus. Not everyone is able to.
They need that eye of the tiger.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They need to be hungry. Boys lose their hunger. My buddies... I was just talking about that. My buddy's Chris, my buddy's Ray. These guys were stars of the football team. These guys were like in their junior year of high school were second team All Valley or whatever is 11th graders. And they never played their senior year. They probably could have got scholarships.
Wow.
Just getting late.
Wow.
You guys be out in the San Fernando Valley doing 2 days. I'm going to be at the Reservoir getting a BJ. I'll check you later. No way.
Wow.
Especially those kind of guys. Can't talk them out of that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, strap on the equipment. Let's get out in the field and start doing some wind sprints. No way. Yeah. All right.
Deesh.
Take a quick break. Be right back after this. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm trying to fix my mic thing.
It's strange that we're both doing the same thing here.
Yeah, I think I started and you're comping me. That's Drew. I'm Adam. Let's get to the phones, Drew. What do you say, buddy? Help them kitties. Let's talk to Pete, 20. Pete?
Yep.
What's up?
Nothing. How's it going, guys?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Hey, I just had it's kind of a weird question for me to ask, but I'm kind of concerned about it. I've been going out with my girlfriend for nearly 4 years now. And basically, I just would like to find a way to get her to start experimenting with different things during sex.
Yeah, like what?
Well, here's what I mean by experimenting. This is why I'm asking for it, is that after the 4 years of being with her, we've only done missionary, just one position.
Mm-hmm.
And as as fun as it is, whatever, I would like to try something new. It's getting kind of boring.
Well, let's go back to the question I asked 45 minutes ago.
I don't know. Even if her on top, or even when foreplay.
See, he wants her on top. That's his sort of sweet spot. He can't get her to pull.
Well, tell her. If you told her, would she do it?
Well, this is the thing, is I have told her before, countless times, and what seems to happen when I
bring it up...
Countless.
Yeah. Guys are great.
Yeah?
Well, when I bring it up, it just seems to, anger her, why are you, asking me for is what I'm doing not good enough?
Okay, all right. Could be bogus.
No, I think...
Here's the other thing, too. 4 years. Let's call it a day.
16 to 20. Yeah, you're
16,
right.
16 to 20. It's been long enough. Enough of the missionary. She's not into it. Mm. Maybe she's not into you. Maybe someone was too into her, too early, too often. Who the hell knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something's not right here.
Here's the thing. If you've been on top of someone literally for 4 years and you say, honey, how about we switch it up tomorrow? You hop on me, and she says no and then gets angry. That's not good enough. They need to provide an explanation.
Yeah, that, and again, I think that relationships that start at 16 are supposed to end at some point.
Yeah, 16 and a half is when they're supposed to end.
Yeah.
Justice?
Yeah.
Justice. You're 20?
Yep.
Smoke a lot of pot?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I have since the sixth grade.
Yeah, yeah. We can hear it. Wow.
It's always ironic when a guy named Justice is locked up.
You know, we do MRI scans on guys like you, and you can see the shrinkage of the right frontal lobe.
Well, not Justice. He sounds razor sharp. Justice?
Yeah. Like, I was diagnosed with ADD in the eighth grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been put on all sorts of different medications for it since then. You know, like when I was in high school. And I did graduate, so.
All right.
I've been through Ritalin. I've been, you know, just.
What is your question?
I was wondering, you know, like I heard a while back, you guys were talking about a connection between people that smoke pot and, you know, like people that have ADD and ADHD.
Yeah, the people with ADD who. Tend to be more likely to respond favorably to pot. The people that become marijuana addicts become addicts because they have this tremendous euphoric response to the drug. And one of the coexistent conditions that has been correlated with that is ADD.
All right. Let's just say hi to Holly. I feel bad. She's been on hold for a whole 5 minutes. Holly?
Hi.
You're pregnant. You're taking Wellbutrin?
And Paxil.
And Paxil.
Yeah. Haven't your doctors talked to you about going off of that now?
I've actually talked to several pharmacists and several different doctors, and I've even talked to the number that they gave me, and I've heard several different...
What are the doctors saying that are prescribing the medicine?
The doctor says it's fine, and then...
All right, then that's it.
Really?
It concerns me. It concerns me a lot. But
it does, a lot.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Well, maybe you should talk to them a second time.
Yeah, there have been some more recent studies that suggest it's not as problematic as we once thought.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still something that needs to be carefully thought through.
How can she talk to a pharmacist, by the way? I don't speak English.
She's
in Sacramento. Yeah. All right, maybe they do. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Okay. Well, that's it. That's the show, everybody. God bless. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.